Hello, this is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Steve Knipe, bringing you the news today from the Arizona Daily Sun for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. I will be reading the main page of the paper. The story on the main page today is Elk Ridge Shifts Focus to Adding Providers. It's written by Abigail Kiesler, who is a Sun staff reporter. It's been a little less than 3 months since North Country Healthcare transferred to new ownership and became Elk Ridge Community Health. Elk Ridge's leaders say while the transition has not always been smooth, he believes it is making progress on transitioning between systems and is beginning to focus on recruiting more providers. North Country began the transition to Elk Ridge after it was transferred to the ownership of Tucson-based El Rio Health at the beginning of April. It is a federally qualified health center that operates 12 clinics in 10 locations across northern Arizona. David Rogers, the on-site executive leader for Elk Ridge, estimated that North Country had been seeing around 15,000 patients per month 2 years ago, which had fallen to around 10,000 patients a month in the month or two before the transition. In April, its first month as Elk Ridge, the healthcare organization had 6,188 visits across all locations before the total increased to 7,522 in May. As of June the 23rd, it was projecting a total of about 9,465 visits, and the total number of visits was expected to peak at 14,000 between July and December. From there, the number of appointments would be limited based on the limited capacity for serving patients. Rogers explained that the number of patient visits could grow further in 2027 if Elk Ridge is able to hire and onboard new providers. He acknowledged that the process has been slower for patients in the early stages of the transition, saying the primary cause has been switching between electronic health record systems. Pay and benefit systems for employees brought over from North Country have already been set up. We recognize that everything hasn't been perfect from April 1st forward, and we recognize that there has been a slowdown of patient care, Rogers said. Providers still have access to log into the system run by North Country Health, and for the next 6 months, as data is transferred, while Elk Ridge continues to shift to El Rio's system. The conversation began the first day of the transition, and aspects are ongoing as a team at El Rio works to move various data elements between systems. The next phases will have the team moving documents and then a transcript of the remaining medical records for reference in case they are needed in the future. North Country still owns the medical records from before the transition, and Elk Ridge needs permission to access and use them. After the transition took place at the start of April, the organization needed to treat every person as a new patient, even if they had previously received care from North Country. Rogers said this was a legal necessity and acknowledged it has led to longer wait times and some confusion. As the conversion continues, he added, Elk Ridge will be able to see more patients as providers are able to use their time more efficiently rather than navigating multiple systems to access patient health histories and other items needed for treatment. That part of it has been a bit confusing, created some undue wait times, and even hardships on the patients, he said. For that, we feel horrible. All we can do is say that's a process we had to go through. Last week, the healthcare provider finished the process of converting problem lists, medications, allergies, and immunizations to the new systems. Rogers said that the new system is becoming more populated and that patient registrations now take around 2 minutes. A new website went live at the end of June, offering patients more options to schedule appointments and message their physicians. Roger said self-scheduling is likely to be on time very soon. We feel that by the end of July, many of these functions will be in place, and the patient care process and the patient care cycle will go much quicker than it has up to this point, he said. We do understand that the transition has created some barriers, burdens, hardships on patients to access care in our clinics. Please know that we're working every day to try and fix these things and get these things put into place. He noted that Elk Ridge has had only around 3 weeks to plan for the transition between record systems and that there were more than 50,000 patients in the system. Considering those factors, he said, we feel we've made a tremendous amount of progress in order to make entry into the Elk Ridge system much more patient-friendly. And as we move forward, we anticipate that getting better every single day. Elk Ridge has not yet reopened its pharmacies, though Rogers said they have been working to do so since day one. As of late June, the organization had received licenses for the Flagstaff and Kingman pharmacies and is waiting on approval of contracts with its suppliers and its pharmacy benefit manager applications. He estimated that those two pharmacies will be opened around August 1st and that the Grand Canyon Pharmacy, which received approval from the State Board for a space variance in middle of June and is now in the process of obtaining a license, would open around 2 months later. Rogers said North Country's grants are in the process of being transferred to El Rio, and the company's estimate is that completing the steps still needed for Elk Ridge to be able to use those funds is happening. He estimated that Elk Ridge would have the majority of this completed in 30 to 45 days, after which it is planning to resume the outreach and programs related to those grants in full. Elk Ridge has continued to employ staff assigned to those grants, though with limited work and without the reimbursement in place, Rogers said. We have not done any layoffs. There are no RIFs, he said. We have continued to provide some reassignment duties and responsibilities until we get those grants in place. As the process of setting up the new health record system progresses, Rogers said Elk Ridge will begin to prioritize recruiting the providers needed to fully staff its clinics. One way, he said, they are working to do so is by exploring partnerships with places such as Coconino Community College, Northern Arizona University, and Northern Arizona Healthcare. He also said Elk Ridge is also developing partnerships with healthcare providers and educators in other parts of Northern Arizona, including Summit Healthcare and Kingman Regional Medical Center. The first priority is replacing the staff lost over the past year. Rogers said Elk Ridge has offices and exam rooms for another 30 providers across all of its locations. He said this would likely take time because of Arizona's shortage of primary care physicians. He said the system had brought 390 former North Country employees to work for Elk Ridge, including providers, support staff, billing, and administration, and has added more than 20 positions since the transition began. He noted that onboarding requirements for healthcare can mean a multi-week delay between hiring an employee and when they start practicing. In late June, Rogers said Elk Ridge currently has 50 vacant positions posted with a focus on both providers and support staff. The goal, he said, would be to increase staffing to around a total of 450 employees. He said most of the regional sites were experiencing a severe shortage at the start of this particular cycle. Clinics in Payson, Sholo, Lake Havasu, and Kingman were the sites with the greatest need to add providers in order to meet their area's primary care needs, according to Rogers. He said Payson and Sholo have especially limited capacity and have been using coverage providers a few days a week. He said the goal is to have full-time providers staffing these particular locations. Rogers said those four locations are the most urgent and critical locations where we need to find providers. though that doesn't mean there aren't needs elsewhere. Elk Ridge added a pediatrician in Flagstaff who will be starting in September and is seeking to add more providers in its university location. We inherited a minimal number of staff. Some of these clinics were barely hanging on by the time we took over, Rogers said. So we're having to fix that and strategically look at what are the priorities for the organization moving into the future. But we really can't focus on the strategic piece of it or the future piece of it until we get back to the point that's sustainable for that particular environment. It's just unacceptable to us that we do not have a full-time provider at our Payson clinic, that we currently have no full-time provider at our Sholo clinic. Those things are just unacceptable. So those things we're working around the clock to fix because patients deserve it. And the employees that have been with us and are working at those locations, well, they deserve providers working there on a full-time basis too. Our service area where Rogers saw a need for additional staff is obstetrics and gynecology, otherwise known as OBGYN. He said the OB practice is currently run by 3.5 physicians and 3 midwives, though it would need 2 more physicians to meet the current need with enough coverage to manage hospital calls and the outpatient clinic. He said Elk Ridge has been working with NAH on OBGYN solutions. This is the end of this particular story from the Arizona Daily Sun. Just to note, Abigail Kessler has been a reporter for the Daily Sun since 2021, covering education, health, science, and more. She can be reached at her email address at akessler@azdailysun.com. Well, that's all we have time for in this particular reading. My name is Steve Knipe, and I thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more great programming on Sun Sounds of Arizona.